إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، كتاب أصول الإيمان، المبحث الخامس، ادعاء علم الغيب وما يلحق به، صفحة 70، صفحة 70. ولهذا فإن الواجب على كل مسلم أن يحذر من الدجاجلة والكاذبين المدعين لعلم الغيب المفترين على الله، والمدعين لعلم الغيب المفترين على الله الذين ضلوا في أنفسهم وأضلوا كثيرا وضلوا عن سواء السبيل كالسحرة والكاذبين والمنجمين والمنجمين وغيرهم. وفيما يلي عرض لجملة من أعمال هؤلاء التي يدعون بها علم الغيب وفيما يلي عرض لجملة من أعمال هؤلاء التي يدعون بها علم الغيب ويضلون بها عوام المسلمين وجهالهم ويفسدون بها عقيدتهم وإيمانهم. الأول السحر، وهو في اللغة ما خفي واللطف ولطف سببه. وفي الاصطلاح هو عزائم ورقى وأقف يؤثر في القلوب والأبدان. ويفرق بين المرء وزوجه بإذن الله، وهو كفر. والساحر كافر بالله العظيم وما له في الآخرة من خلاق. قال الله تعالى: واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله ويتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق ولبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون.
أي قال الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، لكن نريدك تقرأ معانا بالإنجليزي. عندك النسخة؟
خير إن شاء الله. خلاص. قال المؤلفون حفظهم الله تعالى: ولهذا، أي لما تقدم من بيان خطورة الشرك، يعني they said and that's why meaning for what been mentioned or clarified earlier of the dangers of the shirk. فإن الواجب على كل مسلم أن يحذر من الدجاجلة. It's obligatory upon every Muslim to be careful of those دجاجلة. دجاجلة is plural of دجال. And دجال means كذاب in Arabic. دجاجلة plural of دجال. دجاجلة جمع دجال والدجال هو الكذاب. قال الدجاجلة والكذابين. المدعين لعلم الغيب. المدعين لعلم الغيب. المدعين لعلم الغيب. نعم. Who claim that they know the unseen. المفترين على الله. يعني يفترون على الله يزيدون من عند أنفسهم. يقول الله قال والله قال وهو ما قال. They falsely say that Allah said, Allah said, but Allah never said. الذين ضلوا. الذين ضلوا في أنفسهم. يعني هم بأنفسهم ضلال. وأضلوا كثيرا وضلوا عن سواء السبيل. هم أنفسهم ضلال. They themselves are misguided and misled. وأضلوا كثيرا. And they also misguided and misled others, many others. وضلوا أي جميعا. الضالون والمضلون ضلوا جميعا عن سواء السبيل. And both the misguided ones and the ones who are misguiding the others, both of them are misguided from the right way. كالسحرة والكذابين والمنجمين. السحرة معروفين. السحرة معروفون. ويأتي الآن تعريف السحر والتنجيم. ولكن هنا قال السحرة والكذابين. السحرة هم الذين يتعاملون بالسحر. He said the سحرة, the magicians who deal with magic. نعم. والكذابين يعني مثل الكهان والعرافين, like the fortune tellers and these ones. والمنجمين, لأن والمنجمين هم من الكذابين من الدجاجلة. أنا أقول لك شوف, the منجمين are part of the كذابين or دجالين. What is the difference between them? The word دجالين or كذابين is general. For the magician, the munajjim, the kahin, the arraf. The only difference is the mean that they use. الفرق فقط في الوسيلة التي يستعملونها. فالمنجم يخبر الناس في المستقبل بتحركات النجوم. As the munajjim is the one who tells the people the future by the movement of the stars. والكاهن والعراف يخبر كل منهما بطريقة مختلفة, مثل قراءة الكف. كاهن عراف, they tell the people about the future by a different mean or a different way. Like some of them read the palm of the hand and tell you what you're going to see in the future. أو يقرأ في الفنجان, or in the cup, they read the cup. أو يقرأ في الرمل, يخط خطوط في الرمل ويقرأها. Or on the sand, they put أي قلنا the cup, tea or coffee or juice or whatsoever. نعم, هؤلاء كلهم كذابون. They are all liars. They claim, يعني هم يدعون أنهم يعلمون الغيب وهم لا يعلمون الغيب. They claim they know the unseen but they don't know the unseen. نعم, كذابون. قال وفيما يلي عرض لجملة من أعمال هؤلاء التي يدعون بها علم الغيب. And here the following is some of the ways or the acts of these liars who claim that they know the unseen world. ويضلون بها عوام المسلمين وجهالهم. لماذا قال عوام؟ لأن العالم ما يمكن يضل بهذه الطريقة. نعم. He said, and they misguide the عوام, the common people who have no knowledge. Because the one who has the knowledge is not going to be misled by this way. نعم. ويفسدون بها عقيدتهم وإيمانهم، وهذا أمر حتمي. أي أحد يتبعهم يصدقهم كذا يسمع لهم ستفسد عقيدته وإيمانه. And they will destroy their عقيدة and their إيمان. And this is a definite consequence because anyone listens to them or visits them or believes them, he will destroy his إيمان, his عقيدة. First it becomes weak and then little and it destroys at all. نعم. أولا السحر ما هو في لغة العرب؟ The first of all the word سحر. What it قال هو ما خفي خفي عن أعين الناس. خفي عن أعين الناس. لا يراه الناس. يرون غيره ولا يرونه. كما قال الله عز وجل وسحروا أعين الناس واسترهبوهم وجاءوا بسحر عظيم. يعني it's hidden. It's not real, but it is hidden. It keeps, يعني, the eyes seeing it like if it is real and true. As Allah Ta'ala said about the magicians of Fir'aun, that they did magic on the eyes of people, making it to see the robes that they throw as snakes. But in reality, these are still not snakes. Even when the magicians throw them, and people start seeing them walking, if any of these people just come to hold this one, he will find it a rope. It will not bite. It's only a rope. But as Allah Ta'ala said, فَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ. They make them believe that it's these are snakes, so they get scared. وَلَا أَحَدْ إِذَا رَأَى الْحَيَاءَ تَسْعَى لَا أَحَدْ سَيَمُدَّدَهُ. No one will extend his hand when he sees these things move and had يعني shapes of snakes. إلا المؤمن, except the believer, لأنه يعلم أن هذا السحر كذب, because he knows that this magic is lying. وهنا يعني أذكر يعني مثلا ساحر في زمن أحد خلفاء بني أمية. He was a magician who was during the time of one of بني لخلفاء بني أمية. يعني في عهد الصحابة, آخر عهد الصحابة, at the end of the time of the صحابة. وكان يلعب بسيفه فيأتي برجل ويقطع رأسه ويضع الرأس في جانب والجسم في جانب ويمشي بينهما ثم يقول له قم فيقوم يمشي. There was a magician during that time who brings يعني somebody and cuts his head off his body and puts it in a side and the body in another side and walks in between and then he says you come walk and the head comes on the body and walk. نعم. أحد الصحابة نسيت إن كان هو جرير بن عبد الله البجلي أو أبو موسى الأشعري أحدهما. أبو قاد يعني the name of the صحابي, but it was either جرير بن عبد الله البجلي or أبو موسى الأشعري. Went to his house and brought his sword and he came hiding it. He came close to the magician and he cut the head of the magician. Magician collapsed dead. The Khalifa said to him, you killed him? He said, no, he can't bring himself now back. He used to bring this man after he cuts his head. Now let him to bring himself. People realize. فقطع رأسه فقال الخليفة قتلته؟ قال لا, وكان يقطع رأس ذاك ويعيده. الآن يعيد نفسه. نعم, لأن ذاك كان سحرا وهذا حقيقة. Because he magic and this is real. إذا ما يصل أتي به هنا جيبه. نعم. وأيضا الصوفية يعملون مثل هذا, يتعاطون السحر. And the Sufis also do سحر. They use سحر to make people. والشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى حضر مجلسا لأحد هؤلاء الصوفية يأتي بالسيف ويقول للناس انظروا أنا أثبت لكم الآن أني ولي من أولياء الله. لا يقول أنه ساحر، يقول ولي. This Sufi used to say to the people, gather them all, and he used to say, I want to prove to you now as that I'm a wali of Allah. And he bring a sword, and he puts the sword from one side of his body and take it out of other side, and he bring it out, no drop of blood. نعم كان يدخل السيف من جهة ويخرج من جهة في جسم ولا قطرة دم. فقال له الشيخ الألباني نحن لا نريد سيف، نريد دبوس، لكن إبرة يعني، لكن أعطيني بيدي أنا. الشيخ الألباني said to him, no, we don't need a sword, we need only a needle, right? But by my hand, not by your hand. قال الشيخ هذا الصوبي لا، سيف بيدي ولا دبوس بيدك، لأن هذا سحر، سحر تعطون السحر تعاملون مع الجن. نعم. So he refused. He said, no, a sword in my hand, but not a needle in your hand, with your hand. Because he knows that he's only doing sihr. نعم. لذلك ينبغي للإنسان يحذر. قال ولطف سببه، لطف يعني صار أمره يعني خفيا على الناس ومستحسن عنده، مستلطف يعني مقبول. It's hidden and people find it يعني logic. وأما هذا في اللغة، this is in the linguistic meaning. وأما في الاصطلاح هو عزائم ورقى وعقد. عزائم العزيمة هي ما يفعله الساحر من أعمال، يكتبون نعم طلاسم. The عزائم is the plural of عزيمة. And the عزيمة is what the magician makes of these يعني writings, and you know they tie them and نعم they write in them words that only the jinn understands, and it is type of worship in the jinn. ورقى، رقى لكن الرقى المحرمة شرعا، ليس الرقى الصحيحة، لكن المقصود بها أن الرقى أنهم يتمتمون، يقولون كلام، كلام غير مفهوم، هو رقى لكنه رقى غير شرعي لا تجوز. والرقى إذا كانت بكلام غير مفهوم لا تحل أبدا ولا تجوز، لأنها شرك من استدعاء الشياطين. And رقى here means that they say words. And we know that رقى is permissible. But when it is with unknown speech, something that the listener does not understand, not because you are doing a ruqa from Arabic, in Arabic language by dua, which is good, but he doesn't know Arabic or he is deaf. La la. It means that it is not from the Quran, not from the Sunnah, it is a speech that no one knows except the jinn. Because this is only worshipping them, way of worshiping them. But if it is with the Quran or the hadith or even dua, which is good and people understand it, then it's okay. وعقد، عقد يعني يعقدون، يأتون بحبل هكذا ويربطون هكذا عقدة وينفثون ويتكلمون بكلام شرك وينفثون، نعم، ويربطونها حتى يعقدوها. And with knots, making knots, they bring the rope or thread like that, and when they make the knot they spit and say words on it that is only worshipping the jinn. نعم pleasing the jinn. نعم يؤثر في القلوب والأبدان، هذا على الحقيقة. يعني هل السحر موجود؟ نعم موجود. Is السحر existing? Yes existing. هل يؤثر؟ نعم يؤثر. Does it يعني effect? Yes it affects. نعم على القلوب والأبدان والعقول. It affects on the hearts and bodies and even the brain. That's real. فيمرض and it causes illnesses. ويقتل and it kills. ويفرق بين المرء وزوجه بإذن الله. لماذا قال بإذن الله؟ لأنه لا يمكن يحصل أي شيء من هذا إلا بإذن الله. and it causes illnesses, it kills, and it disputes, يعني separate between the husband and wife, builds up the hatred between the husband and wife, and all that by the will of Allah or by the permission of Allah. Why he said that? Because nothing can exist without the permission of Allah. It's only to emphasize the importance of knowing that the shayateen, the magicians, cannot do nothing by their own unless Allah Ta'ala permits. نعم. طيب why لماذا إذن يأذن الله بها؟ So why Allah permitted؟ كما قال الله عز وجل فتنة فتنة يفتن الناس بها يصبرون أو لا يصبرون. Why Allah then permitted? It is as Allah Ta'ala يعني said فتنة فتنة to testify, to test the people, to test the people. Will they be patient and only ask Allah Ta'ala to cure them, or they are going to go to the magicians? نعم. وهو كفر. السحر كفر. السحر is كفر, no doubt. والساحر كافر بالله العظيم. And the ساحر, the magician, is كافر. طيب هل يقال هنا من ابتلي بالسحر يحل أن يحل السحر بسحر؟ Is it يعني correct to say here that whoever is suffering of سحر, it is permissible for him to go and remove the سحر with another سحر؟ الجواب لا, لأن هذا السحر من أين يأتي به إلا من عند ساحر, والساحر كافر وهو يعني لا يستطيع الوصول إلى ما يريد إلا بمزيد كفر, وهذا في إعانة للكفر على الانتشار. So if يعني there is somebody who is suffering of magic, can he remove it with other magic? We say no, because where is he going to get the other magic from? From a magician. And this magician will not be able to do the magic for him unless he disbelieve in Allah and practice more disbelief in Allah. And so by going to them, it is a cause of spreading this type of kufr, and that is haram, as the ulama said. نعم. ثم أتى المؤلفون بهذه الآية من سورة البقرة آية 102 واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين للدلالة على تحريم السحر وأنه كفر. And then they brought this آية 102 of سورة البقرة to prove that the يعني سحر is كفر, and يعني using سحر and going to this the magicians is كفر too. ومنه أي من السحر النفس في العقد كما تقدم لكم, واستدل على ذلك بما جاء في سورة الفلق. And from that is blowing into the knots, as I described for you and showed you the way they did do it, and he took as a proof what he what is said in سورة النجم, in سورة الفلق. نعم. ثم قال
الثانية التنجيم, وهو الاستدلال بالأحوال الفلكية على بالأحوال الفلكية على الحوادث الأرضية التي لم تقع. فمن أين فعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, من اقتبس علما من النجوم فقد اقتبس شعبة من السحر زاد ما زاد. رواه أبو داود.
نعم. النوع الثاني الذي ذكرناه ولم نذكر الكذابين, لأن قلنا الكذابين والصعام, he did not mention the كذابين, because we said, as we said, the كذابين is the general name given to all these kinds of things. نعم. أما النوع الثاني فهم المنجمون, والتنجيم هو الاستدلال بالأحوال الفلكية. ما يسمون التنجيم؟ ايش
أسترولوجي هم اللي يشوفون الأرض هذه, أسترولوجي هم اللي
أسترولوجي. طيب then it is astrology meaning to use the to use the science
or the movement of dust. Now, and telling about the future, informing about the future, which is false. There is nothing to do. لا يوجد أي علاقة بين الكواكب لا وبين ما يجري في الناس. لا علاقة له. إلا وهم من قبيل علم يعني علم الفلك. علم الفلك إيه؟ Astronomy is different from astrology. Astronomy is okay to, yeah, it's a science to know, yeah, if there's going to be wind or going to be hot or rain or like that. Yeah, this is by experience they know. But it's not, yeah, telling about future or unseen or that. It's only by experience. Only by experience. Now, but to tell about certain individuals, oh, the sun, star, so and so move this degree, then you may going to object this next year. That's not correct. Where from the beginning? Now, هذا حرام. نعم. لذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث وهو حديث صحيح: من اقتبس علما من النجوم، يعني من هذا من التنجيم. ليس علما من النجوم مقصود به يعني علم الفلك، لا، المقصود به التنجيم المحرم. نعم. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم: whoever got any part of the science of astrology or astrology, then فقد اكتبس شعبة المستقبل. Then he got part or piece of the knowledge, sorry, of magic, of science. زاد ما زاد. يعني قد يزيد قد ينقص حسب ما ينقص في طلب هذا الشيء التنجيم حسب مدة بقائه. يعني he had more, and this depends on how long he practiced this. نعم. وهذا محرم. And this is محرم. والذي يدل على تحريمه أن وجبه في السباع اسم محرم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حده من السحر. عليه الصلاة والسلام said it is from the magic. From magic. وهذا لأنهم يستعينون أيضا بالشياطين. يستعينون أيضا بالشياطين. And that is because they also use the shayateen. والشياطين لا يستجيبون لمن آدم إلا إذا كفروا بالله. And the shayateen do not obey the mankind unless mankind is believing Allah. قد يقول قائل: لو كان كافرا، لو كان الساحر أفضل من كافر، أنت مسلم هندوسيا وثنيا وما إلى ذلك بوذيا، فكيف يكون يعني أنهم يجعلون أكثر؟
ولا احنا قلنا يجعلونه أو نحن نسينا هؤلاء، ربما كانوا يكتبون. طيب، على كل حال، very sorry we forgot the mic with the brother down there. طيب، يعني أنهم يعني تعاطون السحر، تعاونون مع الشياطين. ولو كان هذا الساحر أصلا هو بوذي هندوسي كافر، even if this magician is originally هندوسي يعني or بوذي or whatsoever, is كافر Buddhist or Hindu يعني Hindu or whatsoever, he's كافر originally. So how come he, if he practices سحر, he become كافر? لا, he become worse. نعم. They ask him to do things which makes him even worse than the other kuffar. نعم. نعم. نكمل ولا نقف هنا؟ نقف هنا. طيب إن شاء الله نقف هنا ونكمل في اللقاء القادم بإذن الله. والله أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه. نأخذ شيء في البلوغ ولا؟ بقي عندنا فقط ثلاث حديث ترك من الباب كذا، نأخذها إن شاء الله.
نسجل لا ننسى. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. كتاب بلوغ المرام من أدلة الأحكام. باب قضاء الحاجة. الحديث وعن سراقة بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال علمنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الخلاء أن نقعد على اليسرى وننصب اليمنى. رواه البيهقي بسند ضعيف. وعن عيسى بن يزداد عن أبيه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا بال أحدكم فلينتر ذكره ثلاث مرات. رواه ابن ماجة بسند ضعيف. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل أهل قباء فقالوا إن ندبع الحجارة الماء. رواه البزار بسند ضعيف وأصله في أبي داود والترمذي. وصححه ابن خزيمة من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه بدون ذكر الحجارة.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، نعم، لازلنا مع باب ماذا؟ الاستنجاء بالعظم والروث أو ماذا؟ باب الاستنجاء. نعم، باب ايش؟ باب قضاء الحاجة. نعم، باب هي تختلف الكتب. أو على كل حال الكتب تختلف بعضها من بعض. الكتب ها الطبعات هذه يعني ذكرناها في اللقاء الماضي قلنا انها تختلف. طيب، قال وعن سراقة بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه. سراقة هو سراقة بن مالك ابن جعشم بالضم، ابن جعشم. يسيد عن ذاترة سراقة بن مالك. عن سراقة بن مالك سراقة son of مالك the son of جعشم أبو سفيان. هذه كنيته أبو سفيان. نعم، سراقة بن مالك هذه الكنية أبو سفيان. هو الذي خرج يتبع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في طريق هجرته لما أرسلت قريشا 100 بعير جائزة لمن يأتي بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حيا أو ميتا. He is the one who followed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he صلى الله عليه وسلم migrated to Medina willing to catch him as Quraysh brought a prize of 100 heads of camels for the one who brings Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم live or dead. فتبعه على فرس. So he followed him on a horse. فلما رآه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مقبلا من بعد دعا الله عز وجل أن يقيه شره، فخاصت قدم الفرس في الأرض والأرض صلبة. نعم، so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he saw this man coming on his horse from far, he asked Allah تعالى to protect him from the evil of this rider. So the horse front legs went into the ground, although the ground was very solid. It wasn't sandy. It was solid land. نعم. وكرر ذلك ثلاث مرات. And he did that three times. Every time. وكان كل مرة يسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يطلقه ولن يعود. And every time he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to release him, and he would not come back to that. ولكنه يرجع. But he returns back to it. ولكن في الثالثة أسلم. But in the third time he embraced Islam. لأنه رأى آية لا يمكن أن تكون إلا من نبي موسى. Because he saw a sign that, يعني a miracle that cannot be except from a messenger who was sent by Allah. Prophet who was sent by Allah. نعم. وأيضا 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 هو من سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سواريه كسرى لما ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن المسلمين سيأخذون فارس يعني سيجدون فيها سواري كسرى قال يا رسول الله هبنيها فقال هي لك. So when he heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one day speaking about فارس Persian and he صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the Muslims will take the land of Fars, and he صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the two bracelets, هكذا تسمونه bracelets of bracelets of قيصر of كسرى. He سراقة said يا رسول الله give them to me. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هما لك. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said they are for you. فلما فتحوا فارس كانت له. So when they conquered Fars, it was given to him. نعم. سراقة بن مالك ابن جوشم روى 19 حديثا. He reported 19 أحاديث. هذا واحد منها ولكنه حديث ضعيف. رواه البياقي بسند ضعيف. ولم يذكر من قال. وأيضا أخرجه الطبراني. وأيضا أخرجه الطبراني. وقال الحازمي في سنده من لا نعرف ولا نعلم ولا نعلم في الباب غيره, يعني غير هذا الحديث. في السند في سند هذا الحديث من لا نعلم فيترك. ولا نعلم في هذا الباب حديثا غيره. يعني as we said that it is reported by Baqi and Tabarani but with a weak chain of narration. أيوه ذكر. ما قرأنا حديث. طيب لأن لأني قلت غوت على عشر حديث من هذا. نعم. قال نعم. He said Imam al-Hazm said that in this chain there is a narrator that we don't know him. We don't know him. And this is a kind of criticism to the chain of narration that it is weak. نعم. So it is not to be taken. And then he said also, and we don't know any other hadith in this meaning except this one. So this is another way of weakening the hadith. نعم. قال علمنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الخلاء. في الخلاء قلنا الخلاء عرفناه لكم بأنه المكان الفارغ الفسيح. And we explained this before. We said that the word khala in Arabic originally means the open area, which is free of any buildings. And نعم. واستعملت لمكان قضاء الحاجة لأنهم كانوا لا يقضون الحاجة إلا في المكان الخالي. And it is used to the name of the place where they used to go and discharge urine or stool, because they did not used to do it except in places like that, open areas far from anybody, anything. ما كان في بيوت الصحابة مكان لقضاء الحاجة كنف. They did not, the Sahaba did not used to have in their houses places for يعني discharging dirt. نعم. قال أن نقعد على اليسرى وننصب اليمنى. نقعد على اليسرى وننصب اليمنى. يعني أن يعني حتى يكون قريب من الأرض فلا خاصة الذي يكون فيه إسهال لا يترد لا يرتد عليه الضرر. نعم. ولكن الحديث ضعيف على كل حال فلا حاجة لنا إلى يعني. قال he said that he صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded us to whenever we go for يعني discharging urine or stool that we sit on our left foot and erect the right shin, right one erected. يعني كما يجلس الإنسان على الطعام as a person sits when he sits for food. لكن as we said that the hadith is ضعيف and there is no any hadith in this meaning, so we don't take this as a ruling. فلا نأخذ هذا على أنه مشروع وسنة. نعم نعم. ثم قال ماذا عن عيسى بن قال وعن عيسى بن يزداد عن أبيه رضي الله عنه. وعن عيسى بن يزداد عن أبيه رضي الله تعالى عنه. قيل هو ابن يزداد وقيل ابن بزداد. قيل ابن يزداد وقيل بزداد بالباء أو بالياء بزداد أو يزداد. نعم. وقيل أنه صحابي ابن صحابي ولكن هذا الحديث رواه ابن ماجه وأحمد في المسند ابن ماجه في السنن وأحمد في المسند والبيهقي نعم في سننه وابن قانع وأبو نعيم في المعرفة وأبو داود في المراسيل والعقيلي في الضعفاء كله من رواية عيسى بن يزداد. قال عنه ابن معين لا يعرف عيسى ولا أبوه. لا يعرف عيسى ولا أبوه. نعم لا يعرف عيسى ولا أبوه. وقال العقيلي لا يتابع عليه ولا يعرف إلا به. So this hadith was reported by Ibn Majah, Ahmad in his Musnad, Al-Bayhaqi, Ibn Qani, Abu Nu'aym in his book Al-Ma'rifah, Abu Dawood in his book Al-Marasil, Al-Uqayl in his book Al-Du'afa. All of them reported it from Isa ibn Yazdad. And Isa ibn Yazdad is not يعني known as Ibn Ma'in. Yahya ibn Ma'in said that he is not known. He is not known. Him and his father. Him and his hadith. And Uqayli, in his book, this man, يعني, his hadith is not going to be strengthened by or authenticated by the mutaba'a, by other hadith which are يعني, similar to it. And there is no any hadith for this man to investigate except this hadith other than him. So the man is weak because it's unknown. The hadith is weak because it is not narrated by any others. نعم. وقال النووي في شرح المهذب اتفقوا على أنه ضعيف. نعم. نعم. النووي said that the ulama agreed that in his book Sharh al-Muhadhab in the Fiqh of Shafi'iyya, he said that the ulama agreed that this hadith is ضعيف إلا أن معناه في الصحيحين وفي رواية صحابي القبرين على رواية ابن عساكر كان لا يستبرئ من بوله. أي لا يستبرغ البول جهده بعد فراغه فيخرج بعد وضوئه. إمام النووي said that except that يعني الحديث الضعيف, but the meaning of the hadith is found in the صحيحين, and the hadith, if you remember, we spoke about the hadith of the two graves that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said they are punished, but they are not punished for يعني something small. He النووي said, and that is because this, as in the narration of Ibn Asakir, it says كان لا يستبرئ من بوله. He did not use to let the whole urine out, but he leaves before he finishes. What will happen when he makes wudu or after he makes wudu? The urine will come out. نعم. ولكن هذا يعني الحقيقة يعني فيه كلام عند أهل العلم, الوسوسة يعني نثر الذكر هكذا, نثر الذكر ضربه هكذا أو عصره, هذا كله قد يعني يدخل الإنسان في باب الوسوسة. نعم. So the علماء said that يعني trying hardly to bring every drop of urine out of the man's private part by hitting it or squeezing it, or this might lead to waswasa, to waswas. Now, so we have to avoid it. We have to avoid it, especially وخصوصا أن الحديث هذه ضعيفة فلا نجهد أنفسنا بها. ثم روى حديثا آخر عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه, and then he narrated other hadith from Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل أهل قباء فقال إن الله يثني عليكم, فقالوا إنا نتبع الحجارة الماء. رواه البزار بسند ضعيف وأصله في أبي داود. نعم. قال في كشف الأستار على الزوائد للبزار قال الهيثمي, نعم, في مجمع الزوائد رواه البزار وفيه محمد بن عبد العزيز بن عمر الزهري, ضعفه البخاري والنسائي وهو الذي أشار بجلد مالك. إذن الحديث أيضا ضعيف ولا يعتد به. So the hadith is ضعيف, as Imam al-Haythami in مجمع الزوائد said that this hadith is يعني reported by al-Bazzar, and in the chain of narration of it is Muhammad the son of Abdul Aziz the son of Umar al-Zuhri. Imam Bukhari and Nasa'i said he is ضعيف, and he is the one who advised the Khalifa to lash Imam Malik, and we know this story that Imam Malik, and that's why يعني وهذا يعني يجرنا إلى قصة وهي تبين سبب أن المالكية لا يقبضون في الصلاة. That leads us to a story that clarifies why the شافعية do not hold their hands on their chest in the prayer. لأن يقولون الإمام مالك لم يكن يضع يعني يضع على صدره في الصلاة, مع أن الإمام مالك في مسنده وروى أحاديث صفة الصلاة وفيها القبض. Although Imam Malik reported the hadith of in his book Al-Muwatta, hadith of describing the Salah of Rasulullah sallam, and from this hadith is that he يعني the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to hold his hands over his chest in the prayer. لكنهم صدقوا, but they were honest, فإن الإمام مالك كان لا يضع يده على صدره الصلاة, لكن ليس طيلة حياته وإنما بعد أن خلع كتفه الضرب. نعم. عذب وجلد فخلع كتفه. نعم. كان الذي أشار بجلده هذا الرجل كما يقول الهيثمي. As Imam Haytham, yeah, نعم. يعني the reason why Imam Malik did not use to, yes, it's true that he did not use in Salah, but this wasn't all of his life. It was only when he was punished and torched, and they torched him to limit that they removed his shoulder from its location. So it was hard for him to raise his hand. It was It's hard for him to raise his hand. Now, since then he did not use to put his hand. But he is the one who reported the hadith of Sufyan al-Thawri in his book Al-Muwatta, and in it he mentioned the hadith where it says that the Prophet ﷺ used to put his right hand over his left hand over his chest and the prayer.
الحمد لله جعل الصلاة قرة العيون ومادة الصبر والعمل.
قال ابن حجر وصححه ابن خزيمة من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه بدون ذكر الحجارة. هذا الحديث بدون ذكر الحجارة الذي بدون ذكر الحجارة صحيح. نعم. وقد رواه ابن خزيمة وصححه الألباني في إرواء الغليل. نعم. ولكن بدون ذكر ونتبع الحجارة. وهذا من طريق أبي هريرة. This حديث which إمام ابن خزيمة authentic in his book الصحيح, and also إمام الباني did so in الإرواء إرواء الغليل. But without mentioning the stones, using the stones. وهذا كما قال الله عز وجل نعم في مدح أهل قباء فيه رجال يحبون في مسجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولمسجد أسس من التقوى أحق أن تقوم فيه. نعم. It was said that this ayah was descended because of the people of Quba. And other opinion that it was descended because of the people of Masjid al-Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. لكن على أي حال فهم كانوا يحرصون على الطهارة. But anyway, they used to give much care to على نكمل فيما استقبل من أيام الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Three questions in a row? Ayo. Magicians? No, haram.
They come to the school.
Yeah. Look, magicians are not the ones who do the tricks. The tricks, although we say it is disliked, makruh, and better not to have them or do them or practice them, because this make it unclear, you know. But they are not magicians. They are not magicians. They do tricks, they do something. Magicians are ones who use the jinn. That's haram. As you say, one who cuts a person into two pieces, this is not somebody circulating. and it does not come on him. This is, yani, I've seen like that, yani, how they do it. I've seen it on the internet, how they do it. There is a program shows you how they do it. It's not magic. They have on the board from the other side, they have a knife. Okay? That when he, and they keep the side there behind the ball dark. He throws it to go out, to go behind. The knife goes behind himself, like this. But in a very fast movement. And there on the ball, immediately, the knife, you remember the knife that has a button? Huh? They have like that. And it comes like that. So you see it all. The knife gone there. You know? Like that. This is not magic. But it is dislike because this confuses people. Confuses people. But someone, and also, they bring a box. They bring a box. And they show you, they put somebody in. They open it, it's empty like this. And they put somebody in and then they cover it. They put the cover, upper cover, and then he bring a saw and sew it into two pieces. Then he show you the two pieces separated. He show you the head from one side, show you the feet from the other side, and he walk in between. And then he put it back and say, come up. And this man comes out. I saw this from the other side. It's from the other side, it's open. It's hollow. And there is someone sitting here, showing his feet, right? And this side is empty. So this man comes and squeezes himself inside, making his head to the other side. And when he come and saw, he doesn't saw. They just play sound. You don't see any blood or dust or whatsoever. And then he makes it in two pieces. Now one man here, one man here. Right? This is not magic. This is not magic. But again, this is dislike. This is makruh. Because it confuses words from the heart or like that or one who, like this. But some of them, they do magic. They do magic. Now, so this, the magicians are the kuffar. These ones are for fusaq, because they confuse people. The clowns are different thing. The clown is okay, no problem. Unless if the clown dresses like woman. That's haram. But if he just, put like big nose and color, and it's okay, inshallah. I don't know, nobody of al-ilm said that this is haram. Allahu a'lam. I myself don't know. It does not mean there is no one said it is haram. And you all know the qaida. I just say that and emphasize it. Because someone, I know that someone is just chasing after me. I can't see them. Al-Ilm said, naam, that it is haram. But maybe there is some, Allah a'lam. Haram. Now that's haram. Books which teaches magic is haram. Again, difference between teaches magic and teaches tricks. You say tricks are not haram? No, magic is haram. Magic is haram. Teaching it is haram. As Allah Ta'ala said in Ayah 102, فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر. Only trial for mankind. So do not learn it. Do not become kafir. No. Well, if it doesn't teach magic, then it is not haram. But again, it is disliked. It's makruh to be sold in the Muslims' markets. But it is not haram, because we said that what is haram is teaching magic. Now, two questions. What's the term? We have two things. We have something, yani a worship, and this needs proofs and evidences. And we have cultures and customs. This does not need any dalil for it. Now, what is the worship in marriage? The marriage itself, to be on the conditions that Sharia of Islam came with. The agreement between the groom and the bride, the wali, the witnesses, the mahar, and the declaration. Right? If this all happened, khalas, no problem. They do it in two times. What they do in the milka, what they call milka, or the engagement, yani party or celebration or whatever. What they do is they do the contract with all these conditions. Everything is done in the milka. The witnesses, the wali, the groom, the bride, the everything. Now, and then they delay inviting everyone to another day, which we call it the farah or the na'am. Yeah, and because it's culture, no problem. It's different from place to place. Na'am. That is no problem. Now, and a few years ago, which is yani used as ibadah, and there is no dalil for it, that they don't do the milka except in a masjid. You go to a masjid, and mainly Masjid al-Haram or Masjid al-Nabawi, and they say that this is because of the blessing. We say, no. Did Rasulullah marry? Yes. Did he used to do it in the masjid? No. Sahaba married? Yes. Did they used to do it in the masjid? No. So why you do it in the masjid? You say, well, the masjid is a good place. Say, did the Prophet ﷺ know that it is a good place, or he didn't? So this is something which is... And another thing which the people inherited from the Christians, from the Kuffar, Christians mainly, the ring. They come in the middle of the bride, exchange the... And everyone... both the ring to the other. Now, this is not practiced the way the kuffar do, but it's the idea of it is a religious thing in Christianity. When they marry, they go to the church, and the priest there take the first ring, for example, he makes them, and then he dictates. He says, in the name of the Father. And they put it on the middle finger. The man put it on the middle finger of the woman, and the woman put it on the middle finger of the man. The son, then they put it on the next one. And then, on the third one, the smallest finger, they say, and the Holy Spirit, so they put it. Three fingers, but they wear it, and that's haram. The other thing about rings, they think that as long as you keep the ring in your hand, in your finger, this marriage will continue. Whatsoever happens, fighting, whatsoever, but the marriage will continue. Once you remove it, the marriage will break. This is, again, ibadah. Where is the dalil for it? This came from the kuffar. Now, these are the haram things. But as yani, the cultures or customs of how to yani, how to celebrate, no problem. That's no problem. إسراف هذا من حد يعني إذا كان فيه إسراف لا يسرف، لكن إذا كان ما فيه إسراف يعني النساء مجتمعين، أصل الغمرة ما فيه إسراف، أصلها كان يجتمع النساء من باب الفرح بتجهيز العروس، أصل ما فيه شيء لأنه يجهزوها فقط ويعني يغنوا ما في حرج، لكن إذا كان فيه إسراف لا يسرف. لا discussion is made before. They don't discuss in the milka. لا then this is not milka. Milka means milka in Arabic means the signing of the marriage contract or the yani the marriage itself, not the wedding but the marriage. They do the contract, so she is his wife. It is a divorce. A divorce, yeah. The representative of the court.
Because I thought this person got confused between Zina and Milka. They got confused and they thought
Zina?
Yeah, because Milka is, as you said, it's a rule. The husband and wife getting married. But this sort of thing, you don't have to go forward with that. It's just saying.
I think you did not get the information from him. Ismaili? No, but I don't think he's talking about Ismaili.
This person said to me, this is what he's doing with his daughter. He said, after this is not correct, this is not enough. We said they will get married if they're happy within a year. If they're not happy,
okay, but they have done the milka a year ago. Right?
They don't have no milka. It's just, you're going to marry my daughter, he's going to marry my daughter.
That's it?
Hello?
No, that's not. From the Sharia.
And they will stay together for 1 year.
Yeah. Not all people, but yeah, the majority. And okay, this is what people do in many countries, like in Egypt, in Syria, in Lebanon, and like that in Algeria, in Morocco, and which are affected and influenced by the West. But in places like Saudi, like Yemen, like they don't do that. Now, I don't see them. But now, many, as I said in the khutbah, many things coming now. Many things coming.
This person, if the lady who said, I can do this for my daughter because we don't know who the son is also to me, look at how.
Give Dalil? What is the Dalil?
He said, look how Aisha Abu Bakr, said to Muhammad, when you married my daughter when she was sick. So, by the time he married her, was night.
Right.
The period of time.
لا لا صحيح. This is no problem. Okay, this is correct. But what is he using is not correct evidence. Okay, he's using this for that his daughter to go out with her this man. How can he know? Okay, even in part of. Yani who said that it is allowed for a man to pick a woman and go outside and go to. Yani a casino or a cafe or a restaurant and eat together and go to the beach. Is this allowed? Is this allowed? Subhanallah. And I don't know why this person is saying that. He's very jahil. He wants the westernized to give it some justification. Oh, Abu Bakr gave. Yeah, okay, but Rasulullah Sallam, did he treat Aisha this way? No? Rasulullah Sallam did not. Aisha was 6 anyway. Right? And he did not say, Abu Bakr did not say to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did not say to the Prophet ﷺ, when she gets 7, you marry. No. When she gets menses, when she gets ready. And accidentally, it happened that when she was 7 years old, she had the blood. Came to the Prophet ﷺ, 9 years. He said that Abu Bakr said to the Prophet ﷺ, when she was 6, you marry my daughter. He said that?
That's what
he
was saying
today. No, I don't know, but I never come up. But even, it's allowed in Sharia of Islam. If you have, people say, okay, you have son, I just got daughter. I want your son to marry my daughter. Khalas, my daughter is for your son. If he sits and he says, khalas, deal, agreement, yeah. Then you cannot change. You, the father of the daughter, you cannot change it. Now, and when she grows up, she has to marry this person. Now, but this does not mean that, when she is 15, like that, in the age of maturity, she goes with the boy, even they did not marry because there is a word, there is a promise. Now, this is a word from you that obligates upon you to allow him marry her. If she said, I don't want him, you cannot force him. If the boy said, I don't want this girl, his father cannot force him. Now, this type of promise does not allow the boy and the girl to go out together before having the contract of marriage. That is haram. Allahu a'lam. Brother Hassan, go ahead. Go ahead, send your question. Okay, what is Muhammad? There is a call here. Of course, the girl has the strongest word in the marriage. If she says no,
come Sheikh.
Saleh from Gambia. Ahlan wa sahlan Saleh. Hayyak Allah. On talking or giving dars from a book that has full pictures. Wallahi, pictures, if it is pictures by the meaning of photographs taken by camera, I myself go with the opinion say that it is not prevents the angels from coming in. But if it is something done by hand, that is the haram thing. Because the surah in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is as it was during their time, meaning something made by hand, as an image made by hand, image of mankind or animal by hand, like painting or statues. That is haram. But photographing, it's not haram. I know that many ulama say it is haram, and Sheikh Albani say even with the camera is worse than painting. But the other ulama, and when we look to the yani hadith and the reason why, we find that this is not yani the proper opinion, but the opinion of who said that it is not haram. Except that exposing it and hanging it and putting it in a frame on a disc or like that, image, whether by camera, by even when you are playing a video, and you pose it on a picture, and this moment it prevents the angels from coming in. Now, Allahu a'lam. But teaching from books which has pictures, which are photographs of human or animals, then I don't see that it is haram. It's not I'm not a mufti, but I go with the opinion that says photographing is not haram. Wallahu a'lam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi. Pass salam to Salih and tell him to pass salam to everyone in Gambia, those who we love for the sake of Allah.